Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest and jubilant July 2019 greeting. And I pray that God will continue to elevate you is my prayer. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we give you all of the glory and all of the praise and honor on this day. We thank you for bringing us into a new quarter, the third quarter, July 1st, 2019, Monday morning, God. And we thank you for bringing us through. We thank you, God, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, God, because you know what's best for us. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. And we thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for their yes. We thank you for the mission and mandate that as lives would dial into this line, that they will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. So we thank you, God, for elevation on today. We thank you for renewing our minds and renewing our hearts, Father. We lay every weight at your feet right now and say, have your way in us, God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us, oh God. Thank you for Artist Life and the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for Transform 90 that is changing lives all over the world. Thank you for every event that will come up, Father. We ask right now that you would go before us, that this will be a month like never before, Father. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will increase in the speaker as they decrease, that the word and the message that you have will go forth mightily, unhindered in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we go through this day, God, we go in power, authority, and dominion because you gave it to us, Father. And we thank you that the blood still works, Father. So I pray strength right now in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Delivery in the name of Jesus. Provision in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be forever grateful to give your name all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn over the call to our host. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Mississippi Queen. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. You know how to wake a sister up in the morning. I praise God for you. I tell you, give glory to God. I thank God for you and for you rising early in the morning and just giving him praise and honoring him with your worship. And you definitely know how to bring us in with you to give God all the glory and all the praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Tiffany, say welcome to our telecommunication sanctuary. And if this is your first time with us, let me just share a little bit about what this call is all about. Well, we started back in 2010 in October, and it was with these two dynamic, wonderful women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they said yes to our master. With the scripture, they stood on Psalm 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we're here every Monday through Friday, so invite someone to join us and be enriched and empowered. Now, we definitely have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, yes, since 2010. And you'll also see the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, you might feel that you want to be a part of this great ministry, and we definitely want you to be a part with us because, listen, God is blessing in the midst of our service, and we see it. So just let us know. You can be a greeter, as Minister Tiffany did so wonderfully. No, you don't have to sing like Songbird, but I tell you, if you have a voice, we definitely would want to hear it. And then you can host as what I'm doing, and then you can share a word from the Lord. Now, we also take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, and you can send all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we also take your prayer requests and your praise reports on Fridays, verbally, okay? So you could join us on the second half and do so. So cordially. Now, what brought us all together is this wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International. It is now Artist Life. It was started by Antonio Diaz de Leon, who definitely said yes to the master by introducing the best products that we can ever find all over the world, and we're so grateful that they're here, been in existence for 30 years. So you can also get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you what these awesome products are doing to help you have a better, healthy life. Now, we do have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday after this call, where a team of great leaders are giving such great information about these products, but they start off every Monday with Inspirational Monday. And so today you can hear Inspirational Monday with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who does such an awesome job giving a message. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Now, you may have T-Mobile, Metro, PCS, Booster, some of these providers that may not allow some to get in on the calls. Well, this bypass number we have is 716-293-9707. You dial that number first and then the number, and they would definitely get you in to hear this dynamic message. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have another dynamic, phenomenal woman of God who's always ready to serve, who's always ready to give as unto the Lord. And I'm telling you, I just got in late last night from Maryland, and she's one that travels from coast to coast herself, and I believe she's up in the hills, in the mountains, those beautiful mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. This woman of God has served as an Army chaplain. She's served all over the country as well as all over the world. She is one of our co-founders. She's known as Miss Super Fantastic, Dr. Dimples. She is known as the woman who can just give glory and praise to God wherever she goes. She is not a stranger once you have met her. She is a sister. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She's a Gigi, and she's definitely a woman who loves the Lord with all her heart, her mind, and soul. She is a woman of God that God has blessed with a husband who went home to be with the Lord some years back, Mr. Roberts. And then secondly, another dynamic man of God, Mr. Patton. But yet, he has fulfilled everything that he desired within this woman because she serves him in spirit and in truth. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
God bless you. God bless you, our prayer general. I am so happy to hear that you got in safe last night. God bless you. Thank you for that introduction, Minister Brenda. Thank God for our songbird. Lord knows. I just sit here and listen. Give glory to God, saints. I give glory to God. I bless his holy name for his goodness, for his mercy and his kindness. God is so awesome, and he is a blessing to me right now. My voice sounds a little strange. I know you all, I came out of emergency on this week twice for pneumonia in my left lung. I want you to know that I am super fantastic in spite of I shall live and not die. My message today is going to be relatively short, but powerful in that it is a message that shows that the Word of God is alive. The Word of God lives. And when you get to the point where you see the Word standing up and becoming life in your life, you know that you are in the right place doing the right thing. I see it in the life of my sister and my co-host here. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and what God is doing with her, through her, and with her in her ministry. She's moving to another place in ministry, and I'm so happy, so happy, happy, got the glad, glad about what she's getting ready to do, and I'm not going to steal that, but I'm just happy, just really, really happy for her and what God is doing in her life as well. You all, today is July 1st, July 1st, 2019. July 1 is the beginning of my birth month. I began celebrating on today, and I will celebrate throughout 31 days of July, okay? I am excited about life because there was a time when I was told that I wouldn't live 2 years. Matter of fact, told Elisha David Roberts not to marry me because I wouldn't make it. Told Lester Wallace Patton that 6 months was all I would have with him. Oh, but God, and I thank him today. Today is an amazing day because it is also the beginning of my Act Dr. PK YouTube show. Oh, yes, and I'm excited about that. Yes, I'm airing today no matter what. I already have a clipping that's ready to go, so you all don't worry. You won't see me out here rolling around. I will do something, but it won't be that much today. But I'm excited about that as well. And you all, I am really, really excited about our TMC family. We are here. We are still standing. And because of the diligence and the commitment that you all have given to the TMC ministry, I am able to leave and go to Belize. I'll be leaving this week. Yes, I heard a lot of you saying, you're going to travel. Yes, I am. I'm going and lie out on that ocean and allow that salt water to heal my lungs and to listen to hear what it is that God has to say to me about this book of my life. And so, yes, I am still taking that trip and excited about it as well, okay? Now, the word that has come alive is the word that I have stood on that you will put on my tombstone. It comes from Isaiah 43. And I'm going to begin at the 16, but you won't put all this on there. This is what God says. the God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. Hallelujah. That's my God. They lie down and they then can't get up. They are snuffed out like so many candles. So forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. Why? I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Oops. There it is. I'm making a road through the desert just for you. God, I thank you and I praise you for that word. If I had to give a title for my sermon, I know I've been working on Lord, why me? Why Lord? And the purpose, what Lord? But today, I found something that is a tribute to me as I am celebrating yet another birthday. As I am dealing with being a member of this club that I did not apply to be a member of yet again, the Widows Club, as I endeavor to hear what it is that God would have me to do in this season of my life, as I am listening intently and understanding and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I shall live and not die, because there was a time when I didn't want to live. But now I do. I have a reason to be here. I've got to see JD get married and Jay Lunny. I've got to be here. So I have reasons. I have a why for doing what I'm doing. But I believe that my why is a little bigger than that, because there has to be something else in ministry that is dealing with widows and those who have lost so much, widowers and those who are in divorce who also deal with the issue of abandonment. And so I was, you know, yes, I was saying, Lord, I don't know if you all take time and talk to him like he's really your daddy. You say he's your father, but do you really sit and talk to him like he is? Say, Lord, I have lived a life that has been pretty successful. I thank you for what I've accomplished thus far. But evidently there is something else that you would have me to do. How many of you are still searching? I can hear some of you saying, at this age and you're searching? Yes, because what I thought I had is not in place anymore. So I'm having to go back and ask God again, another again. I've been here before when I was at the fork of the road at ITC with a master's degree and working at Denny's restaurant and saying, Lord, why am I up in here? Why am I doing this? Are you serious? I didn't have to go to school to be a waitress. I didn't have to have a master's degree to do this. Only years later did I understand that it helped me to serve God's people spiritually. It doesn't matter how many people don't accept Jesus. My job is to keep offering Jesus, as I did in that Denny's restaurant. Everybody didn't take coffee, but I still would say, would you like some coffee? Coffee, sir? Coffee, ma'am? I still offered Jesus. Would you accept Jesus into your life? Hiya, glory to God. I think what I'm saying to you is that everything we do, everywhere we go, if we stop and ask the Lord, what is the reason for this? He will speak back, and he'll give us an answer. So I was reading, and I want to share this with you, and we're going to close it out. This is Dr. PK's tribute to Dr. PK for her birth month. Some of you probably have already read it, but act like you didn't. Steve Jobs died a billionaire. Many of us would like to say that we had the fortune of $7 billion at the age of 50, but none of us really want to die at the age of 56 from pancreatic cancer. And here are some of his last words. He said, in others' eyes, my life is the essence of success. But aside from work, I have little joy. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, y'all. And the world can't take it away. I thank God for joy today. He said, and in the end, wealth is just the fact of life of which I am accustomed to. At this moment, lying on this bed sick and remembering all of my life, I realized that all my recognition and wealth is meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry this disease for you. One can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost, and that is life itself. Therefore, PK, treat yourself well and cherish others. As we get older, we are smarter, and we slowly realize that the watch that is worth $30 or $300, both will show the same time. Whether we carry a purse worth $30 or $400, the amount of money in the wallets is still the same. Whether we drive a car worth $150,000 or a car worth $30,000, the road and distance are the same that they travel. We can drink a bottle worth $300 or a wine worth $10, the stroller will be the same. If the house we live in is 300 square meters or 3,000 square meters, the loneliness, ooh, hi-ya, glory to God, is the same. Your true inner happiness does not come from the material things of this world. Whether you are flying first class or economy class, if the plane crashes, you still crash the same. So I hope you understand that when you have friends or someone to talk to, you all listen to me when I say this. This is true happiness. And there are six undeniable facts that I would like for you to keep in mind. Do not educate your children to be rich, but educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they will know the value of things and not the price of things. Eat your food as medicine. Otherwise, you will need to eat your medicine as food. Whoever loves you will never leave you, even if he has 100 reasons to give up. He or she will always find one reason to hold on. There's a big difference between being human and human being. If you want to go fast, you're going to go alone. But if you want to go far, go together with somebody. Exercise daily, love self daily, and love will return back to you. The best six doctors are, and I hear my daughter Victoria saying it over and over and over again, sunlight, get you some vitamin D, rest, my book, rest is a spiritual thing, exercise, you've got to move this body God has given you, diet, eat that which you know will feed your body, self-confidence. Know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a king or queen, a prince or princess. Friends, cherish your friends. They will be with you until the end. Keep them all in stages of life and enjoy a healthy life. TK, treasure and love your family. Treat yourself well and cherish others. I say to you, TMC family, I love you. I thank God for you. And I'm so happy that I can begin this month celebrating my birth month with you and giving you this word. Minister Brenda, will you come and give us our final announcements today?
Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Loud and clear.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much for that profound message. I tell you, it definitely touched my heart, and know that I need to refresh my thoughts on what needs to come first in life. Thank you so much. I will call you back to close this call out with the benediction after we have our prayer and a few more announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh Lord, our Lord, you're so excellent in all your ways. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, oh God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth dwelling within Dr. PK, that she just brought it forth, Lord God, to touch our hearts and come to a refreshing thought, Lord God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Lord God, we could look to the right north and to the left and look around us, Father God, but we know that to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, all is well. And Lord God, so we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to strengthen this woman of God, that you empower her and embrace her and increase her territory, Father, in such a profound way, Father God, that others around her will be blessed in a tremendous way. We thank you for blessing and anointing this month, Father, especially for her. We thank you, Lord God, where she goes to and from her destinations, Father, that your angels will be around her and ministering to her in a very special way. We thank you, Father God, for this message, and we will carry it forth, Lord God, in our hearts and with one another, Father God, to realize that relationship is so important to you. We ask you, Father, to bless those that are having challenges in their health, and we decree and declare that you're doing a new thing in baby Tara, and not only Tara, but all those babies that are in St. Jude, Lord God. We decree and declare that all is well with Kai's dad, Father. All is well with Kai herself. All is well with Dr. PK in her mind, body, and spirit. We call her healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for healing Johnny, Patricia, and Erica and Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Jerry and Oliver and Chris and James and Joseph, Father God. We thank you, all those that are on our hearts and minds, Lord God. They are healed. We decree and declare it in Jesus' name. And thank you for keeping the bereaved in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, I know you want to share this profound message with someone. So that number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Don't forget, the next call is the new morning motivational call, which will be inspirational Monday with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale, for seating and greeting and bringing us into the presence of the Lord as you worship him in spirit and truth. And thank you again, Dr. PK, for this profound message. We love and appreciate you. Would you please close us out with a benediction?
Thank each and every one of you. I will encourage you to please go to AskDrPK.com and leave a comment to let me know that you are there or have been there, and to help me to begin my show today with questions that we will answer in the future. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, and we ask that your grace and your mercy will rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives as we go forward living a super fantastic lifestyle. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.